I missed the button.
I don't fucking know what number this is.
No one knows what number this is.
Welcome to episode from...
Yeah, this is my favorite...
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to Tapes and Scows. I'm Tim.
I am fucked up.
Dude, you is fucked up.
I definitely fuck. We number all these episodes. Obviously, you can see that in your podcast feed there.
If you so choose.
Yeah, so thanks for looking, but I fucked this up.
Okay.
Just saying.
It's fine. Thankfully, it doesn't really matter that much.
Not, you know, you fix it.
I mean, worst case, you miss out on two movies and you'll just come back to them later.
Yeah, you don't know me. You don't know when I watch.
You don't know Max. Stop getting on Max's case.
No.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah, you're really making me feel bad.
I think that's total bullshit.
It's rough.
You know what? I don't even think they don't deserve a podcast this week.
Fair enough.
All right, well.
Bye, everybody.
You know what? Maybe they do deserve one. I mean, it's kind of what we do.
Yeah, I mean, it's only fair. I fucked up, so I can't keep fucking up.
No, that'd be silly. It's,
yeah.
It's I mean, it's still their fault, but whatever.
Yep.
We'll do it.
Sure.
I'm here for the people.
Yeah.
I love the people.
No, you don't.
Ah, not at all.
No, that's
guys are the worst.
I can't let you lie that much.
Ha ha, terrible people.
Yep.
Max, tell me what you saw.
I saw a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's from 1986, the year I was born.
Ooh.
And it is Michael Mann, my second Michael Mann movie.
Ooh, Michael Mann.
It is my favorite Michael Mann movie.
Ooh.
It is Manhunter.
Ooh, Manhunter.
I watched this in October of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
It is 2 hours and 4 minutes long. It is a drama horror film, if you will. It has William Peterson, who you may remember from CSI. He was Gil Grissom for a lot of years.
Mm.
Brian Cox, who was the OG Hannibal Lecter.
Nice.
And Tom Noonan, who I can't fucking say good enough things about from RoboCop 2.
Hell yeah.
And from fucking Monster Squad. He was the Frankenstein in Monster Squad. Just fucking brilliant.
Yeah, RoboCop 2.
Yep. The summary of this movie is... FBI profiler Will Graham, played by William Peterson, is called out of early retirement to assist on a case to find the Tooth Fairy.
Mm.
Graham enlists the help of now incarcerated Hannibal Lecter to find out the identity of the killer. You may have seen this movie, the Brett Ratner abortion of this movie called Red Dragon. That movie fucking sucks, and I'm not a big fan of Brett Ratner. Sorry, Brett Ratner, but you fucking suck. Rush Hour's overrated.
Damn, Brett Ratner.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. Bullet point thoughts on this movie. It is so dark. It is so dramatic. It is so cinematic. Peterson is so good as Will Graham. I want to talk a bit about Brian Cox as Hannibal Lecter. What he does that Hopkins does this like very menacing approach. And I mean, you can't deny how iconic he is in Silence of the Lambs.
Absolutely.
Despite the fact there is a fucking safety glass window between him and Jodie Foster, it doesn't feel like that at all.
It doesn't feel safe.
No, not at all. And what Cox does that's really interesting, the way Michael Mann films it, is Cox has this, he's not so much menacing, but he's so fucking arrogant. It's like you see the bars and everything. It's not like a glass cage like they do in Silence of the Lambs. It's like a legitimate prison cell, but it's almost like he's just in there because he wants to be. Because Cox just makes the portrayal so arrogant and interesting. His Hannibal Lecter is fucking cool. And it's not as nuanced, I think, as Hopkins is. But it provides something to, like, a totally different spin on the Hannibal Lecter character from what we've seen. Even from the Hannibal Mads Mikkelsen version for the television series. Which is a lot more based on Manhunter than it is necessarily Silence of the Lambs.
Mm.
But it is really good. Everybody in this is really good. You get Dennis Farina in here. You get fucking Stephen Lang in this. Everybody's really good in this movie. It's really dark. The music's really awesome. There's a scene with Indigata DeVita by Iron Butterfly that
great
fucking
song.
Crushes it. My notes are much better than Red Dragon. Yeah, and that is 100% true. IMDb gives this a 7.2 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes critics give it, out of 36 critics, 94%.
Nice.
Audience gives it 77%. It's 53,000 change,
wow.
Folks. I say that it is a 9
nice.
Out of 10. And that's not just German for no.
9.
Yeah, that is just legit 9 out of 10.
Well, this episode isn't going to get any better than that.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Now I have okay things. Let's talk about them. I watched 2014's Ex Machina.
Okay.
Have you seen this?
I have seen this movie.
Okay. I watched it in September. It's an hour, 48 minutes. IMDb minutes, of course.
Of course.
Genre, drama, mystery, sci-fi. Directed by Alex Garland, starring Alicia Vikander, Domhnall Gleeson.
Domhnall.
Domhnall Gleeson.
It's son of Brendan Gleeson, who you would know as like Mad-Eye Moody from Harry Potter.
Yes.
And okay. also in Bruges.
In Bruges. And Oscar Isaac.
Yes. Oscar Isaac's fucking great in this movie.
Very good in this movie. A young programmer is selected to participate in a groundbreaking experiment in synthetic intelligence by evaluating the human qualities of a highly advanced humanoid AI.
Oh, you... Domhnall Gleeson is General Hux in the Star Wars, the new Star Wars.
Ah, there it is.
Just so you know, yeah.
Boom. Boom.
Yep.
I thought that was a pretty good summary. Like, yep. Most of these IMDb ones...
No, this pretty much covers it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And you're not coming to it for the plot. You're coming to it for like the nuanced performances and the ideas and what they have going on.
Correct. My bullet points, uncommon mix of drama and science fiction elements.
Oh, yeah.
And amazing CGI effects.
Oh, man.
So incredible. Yep. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Yep.
It really blew me away. And Agreed. It's nice because CGI has come a long way. When was Jurassic Park? 93?
1990. Three. And okay. 91 was Terminator 2.
There you go.
Yep.
CGI has come a long way, and I was super impressed with this movie.
Yeah, this is staggering.
It's kind of drags at points, but it's really, you know that. You know it's building to ideas.
Yes.
And it gets there eventually, and it is a fun ending.
Agreed.
But it is very much just, you're watching a build. You
yes.
know you're watching a build.
Yep.
And you're just, enjoy the pretty lights and whatnot and the effects.
It's the thought, right? Like, 'cause you have to think yeah. about what this robot is and what it's, like, it's very Blade Runner-y, where yes. it's asked a lot of big questions about machines and humanity and how far
consciousness.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
And I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, would I like it to be paced a little better? Probably, but like,
that's what you always want.
I know. But at the same time, like, what would I take out? I don't have an answer for that.
Right.
And I thought this was a pretty well done movie.
Yep, I agree.
IMDb, they give it a 7.7 out of 10.
Okay.
And Rotten Tomatoes critics, 92%
okay.
out of 267.
Yep.
Audience, 86% out of 72,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it as much as all these people.
Okay.
I gave it a 6.5.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's lower than I would give it. I'd yeah. probably punch closer to a 7.5 or an 8.
Really?
Yep.
I just wasn't digging it to that level. I thought okay. it was fine, but to give so much time to something that just takes a while to get there.
It does. It does. But it's just her performance as that robot.
So good.
Fucking
absolutely
good.
Great.
Oscar Isaac.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
he's bright. He's generally frightening. He's like you don't know if he's a sociopath.
Sure.
It's just like he's lost so much connection to humanity that he's almost a robot, where she's almost more human than he is. It's really cool.
And I almost had that thought before I knew anything. Just coming in, I'm like, this guy's kind of separated from everybody.
Yes.
What's wrong with him?
It's really cool.
But it's very much performance pieces versus me saying this is this great movie.
Right.
So, like, I won't deny anybody put in great performances here, but I just feel like as a movie, it's fine. I mean, right. 6.5, not bad.
No.
It's worth a watch.
No, for Tim, that's not bad.
It's not bad. It doesn't have a lot of replayability, but hey, whatever.
No. If you want to go back to see the measured performances of the CG or something, that's mm-hmm. kind of why you go back to revisit this.
Correct.
One. So let's talk about movies that are 6.5s out of 10, according to us. I'm going to talk about John Wick 3, Parabellum.
Hey, Parabellum.
Yeah, it came from 2019 that year. I watched it in 2019 that year. Writes about October. It's 2 hours and 10 minutes, according to IMDb minutes, which are made up minutes. And the genre is action.
They're beautiful minutes.
It was directed by Chad Stileski. Sorry, Chad, if I got that wrong. Starring the old Keanu, Ian McShane, Halle Berry. There's a ton of people in this movie. The summary is, picking up from the very end of John Wick 2, John Wick has to evade the bounty now placed on his head. Assassins are coming. How will John Wick survive?
How will he survive?
The answer is, crappily. Here's my thoughts on this movie, and follow me down this journey here.
Let's do it.
Okay? This is Iron Man 2.
Okay.
What I mean to say is, it feels like this movie was half-assed because we are more interested in the movies that are coming down the line than we are in this movie that exists currently.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
A little bit, yeah.
Iron Man 2 feels very much like we need to make a vessel for hinting at what the Avengers is going to be.
Sure.
So we don't really give a shit about Iron Man 2. And let's be honest,
it's
Iron Man 2 fucking sucks.
Yeah.
It's one of my least favorite Marvel movies of all time. Iron Man. John Wick 3 feels like Iron Man 2. Mm. And that's just like, we don't give really a shit about this movie, to be honest. We just kind of have to finish up this part of the John Wick story so we can get into the cool next part of the John Wick story. Yeah, just didn't dig it. I liked 1. Like, I fucking loved 1.
I thought 1 was amazing.
Yep. I thought 2 was a pretty good follow-up. Like, I liked 2 a lot. This one I did not like as much. IMDb gave it a 7.5 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critics gave it 90%.
Wow.
Which 331 critics, which kind of staggered me a bit. I did not expect that. Audience gave it 86%. That's 37,878 folks. I gave it a much lower score than everybody. I gave it a 6.5. The old 6.5.
Old 6.5.
Out of 10, which... watchable movie. Like, if you want to go in for an action movie that's got some cool ass visuals and will keep you going through the whole movie, yeah, you got it. Or if you're going in for a John Wick movie, I feel like you're going to be let down.
Interesting. Interesting. I haven't seen this one yet. It's on HBO now.
Yeah.
So I'll check it out.
I mean, worth your, what was that, 2 hours and 2 hours, 10 minutes? It's a good action. I mean, it's John Wick, right? Like, you're not going to go wrong.
I'll give Keanu at least the 10 minutes.
He's the shit, yeah.
He's very good.
Yep.
I love that he's having all this success right now.
Yep.
I mean, he's always had success, right? There's never really a period where he's not making something pretty good.
No, I mean, like, post The Matrix was kind of his low point, I think.
Which is insane to say, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you've seen The Matrix 2 and 3, you know why it's a low point.
Sure. Yeah. That's true. Well, I'm gonna take us home, buddy.
Mm.
I'm gonna do it with a movie.
Oh, good.
From 2018,
uh-huh.
It's a foreign movie.
Okay.
I don't know why I went on such a tear of foreign movies and didn't space this up a little better.
Okay.
This movie's called Ghost Squad.
Oh, that's a cool name.
You know what else it is? It's also Gosuto Sukuwato.
Oh, good. Now I know what movie it is.
It's that one. Yeah. Not to be confused with Gotutsu
Saganada. Yeah, because I was...
very different movie. That one's about competitive cribbage.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge in Japan.
Yep.
I watched this in September. It is 1 hour and 46 minutes, IMDb minutes.
Hmm.
And the genre is action horror, directed by Noboru Eguchi, starring Ryohei Abe, Hidemitsu Bon, and Yuni Hong.
The best part of these is that you have to do this to yourself every time.
It's a roll of the dice. So it's a roll of the dice. If this is an earlier episode we're recording, I'm not as drunk and I can do Japanese and foreign names a little better.
You think so?
Yes. But if it's a later episode like this one is, well, shit. Oh,
that was the curtain.
That was my penis caught in the corner. Oh, thank you, God.
Well, don't put your penis in the curtain.
Try and stop me. After a group of girls get murdered, they come back as ghosts and seek revenge.
I'm in.
Okay. This movie's weird. Great storytelling. Cheesy effects.
Okay.
Drags at points, but sometimes it's weird for the sake of just being weird. So you have a girl who is sensitive to ghosts, and she gets all these dead girls together to avenge the men that did them wrong and murdered them, and it's weird, and it's clunky, but man, when these girls are murdering people, it is so much fun.
That's awesome.
Murdering ghosts. It's weird. One girl has like a weird meat hammer that she's bludgeoning people with.
I'm in.
There's another girl who has this puppet dog thing on her hand that murders people.
All right.
I can't stress how weird this movie is and how oddly satisfying it is.
Okay.
That being said, it's not great.
That sounds great.
It does sound great.
You're really selling me on it.
It's weird here. Yeah. So it's a niche thing. It really is a niche thing. You either love it or you hate it. It's weird. I would be interested to see what you think of it.
Okay.
IMDb give it an 8.2. It blew me away to read that. Okay?
Okay.
So 8.2.
All right.
Rotten Tomatoes, no critic, no audience. So I'm like, oh God.
No one's ever heard of this.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a foreign movie, so I'm not as surprised by that.
Right.
I believe I watched this on Amazon. So it's on Amazon if you are brave. I gave it a 5.5. Okay. Drastically different from IMDb, but I don't have a lot to really put it on. And maybe like this just didn't speak to me because I watch foreign movies. I like foreign movies.
You do.
And I've watched a lot of Japanese movies, too. I've watched better, I think. I think that's my problem.
Okay.
This isn't terrible. It's hokey as shit.
Sure.
And it's fun. It goes a little long for how hokey it is, but you know what? Whatever. Who gives a shit? It's
right.
You watch the movie about the girl with the meat hammer clubbing a dude.
And the dog hand.
Dog puppet. Like, it looks like a fucking shitty puppet, and it just, even though it comes up to your face and it's biting at you, you're being murdered to death. Huh. As if they're being stabbed in the face.
Interesting.
It's something.
Yeah.
I don't know if I love or hate this movie.
It sounds like you're on the fence about it.
I am. 5.5?
Yeah.
That's straddling a fence, baby.
It is. It is.
About to fall to one side.
That's right.
Good night.